100% Cairns in the tropical north. It's Classic Hits 4C8. Maybe I shouldn't really be playing the Crocodile Rock as we go into this story. And look, I'll give him a bit of slack. We had organised to be on the radio about 15 minutes ago, but he's got a pretty good excuse because he's actually here in Cairns this morning. Daniel Finch, he's the Managing Director of What If. Daniel, welcome to Cairns. And I tell you what, you've brought a pretty nice morning along with you, haven't you?
Yeah, thanks, Murray. And the weather, how good is the weather in Cairns this morning?
You were out on the nod, that's why I missed you. Anyhow, hey, look, I want to talk to you about a fantastic announcement this morning. Cairns has been crowned What If's Aussie Town of the Year for 2021. And I tell you what, Daniel, you know, we've had a pretty tough year in so many ways, as you will know from so many tourism destinations. Let's just go back here. I just wanted to have a look at the awards last year. Coffs Harbour in New South Wales came in at number one. A really strong showing from Queensland with Macquarie. High number two, Airlie Beach number three, Batemans Bay, Cairns came in at number five, then Port Ferry at six, Albany WA at number seven, Katoomba in New South Wales at number eight, and Margaret River at number nine. Then number 10, once again in Queensland, Maroochydore. So Queensland remarkably well. Interestingly, none of the places that are on the list last year have made it to the list this year, I believe. But the main thing is Cairns has come in number one. So quite a change in the last year or so, Daniel.
Yeah, there has been. It's been a good shift. And the great thing with this this award is, this is the fourth year that we've done it. Mm. But the great thing is we utilise all of the website data. We use customer reviews on their stays at hotels and the tours that they do. We also look at affordability, the quality and the availability and the assortment of hotels here in destination, as well as activities. And then we also look at things like, at the moment, flexibility. So as we run through the different pricing and hotels and deals, flexibility is key at the moment, obviously, with COVID. And so when we came through the list, Cairns simply came out on top. And everyone that's coming to Cairns at the moment is loving it.
And look, you know, I guess one of the things that we've also got coming in our favour is, at one stage there, particularly when they had the lockdowns in Victoria, the Cairns-Brisbane route was actually the busiest air route in Australia. So, despite the fact that we're so far north, I guess there is a degree of accessibility as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the one thing with Cairns, as other states start to open up and we get, more frequency with flights coming in, I think Australians are really going to fall back in love with visiting the far north. And I think Aussies are great travellers, but their geography isn't as great. So we've got a role to play with educating, I think, the Australian population on better geographical spots. And Cairns, when you look at a map, it is far north. And we need to get people from the southern states up here enjoying. We need to inject more money into the local economy, back into tourism. And when you come to Cairns, there is so much to do. A three-night trip's not long enough, a four-night trip, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. You come up here, you've got activities, cultural experiences. You can flop and drop and relax by the pool, enjoy local hospitality, great food and beverage. It's a really, really good destination.
I like that flop and drop. I haven't heard that one before. Let's just quickly go through the list. And, of course, Cairns, number one. That's why we're talking to Daniel this morning. At number two, Pocolbin in New South Wales. Apollo Bay in Victoria at third. Mudgee, New South Wales at number four. Lakes Entrance, Victoria, number five. Number six is McLaren Vale in South Australia. Hervey Bay in Queensland. Good to see Queensland back in there. At number seven, Exmouth in WA at number eight. Port Macquarie, New South Wales at number nine. And the entrance, New South Wales, at number 10. There's a bit of a wine flavour there too, I do notice, Daniel.
Yeah, look, I think with COVID, people are enjoying a tipple these days. But wine country is something that we've seen really become popular. And a lot of the time, it's a short drive destination from a CBD or a regional metro area. So places like McLaren Vale or Pocolbin in the Hunter Valley in New South Wales have really become popular for people to escape their homes, get some clean country air, some great country hospitality, explore the local produce, be it cheese, wine, or otherwise, and just relax and take that slow pace of life during what's been a really hectic period.
Okay, and of course, with the struggles that we've had over the last 12 months, and, we've got some difficult times ahead, and even announcements just in the last couple of days, which is making it so tough for so many operators, this really is a very positive announcement. But look, just quickly, as we wrap up this morning, what are some of the key changes that you've seen in the last year or so? Obviously, the international aspect of your business would have, really reduced, and I guess there's that real focus on destinations within Australia.
Yeah, definitely. So interstate and intrastate are going to be the most popular moving forward. But spontaneous travel, you know, people making a quick decision based on weather, based on a price that they may see. And it's not always about cheap, 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 but it's about value. You know, what value am I going to get out of going to Cairns for four nights, escape Sydney for four nights, get up to Cairns for four nights? I can see I can do it for X amount of dollars. Let's make a spontaneous decision. I'll book a flexible deal as well. So should there be any reason for me to cancel, I can. But spontaneity, you know, people need to get out and travel. We've been cooped up for a long time, particularly in the southern parts of Australia. So spontaneous travel, people deserve to get out. And, you know, getting the economy going in these towns that have been affected, such as Cairns, which has been terribly affected, obviously without the internationals. You know, and by the way, I'd love to say, I'm up here now in Cairns, and it feels so intimate. It feels like it's really yours, and you're not sharing it with the internationals, and that won't be forever. So come up and enjoy it now. It's absolutely outstanding up here. It's stunning.
Well, look, two great decisions this morning, obviously making us number one, but also being here in town. Daniel Finch, he's the Managing Director of What If. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, and congratulations, Cairns.